Good afternoon, Ms. Geegan. It's time for turning to your show for news, information, and more. Hi, I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. Let me tell you what. Let me get our co-host on, Pastor Melvin C. Burns II. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Brother Gregory T. How are you?
Good. June 23rd, 2023. It's 80 degrees outside. 10-day forecast. Hot. Still, chances of rain, Sunday is 80%, Monday 70%, 40%. The temperatures are going to go down Monday, Tuesday into the lower high 60s, back into the high 70s, and then Sunday right back in the 80s. Hot enough for you, bro?
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the heat.
I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave. I'm sweating chilling. I'm sweating chillings. Look, listen, the people that are, thank you, that are watching on Facebook, if you would like to participate and watch us on Facebook, do what I'm grabbing my phone, and you can go to WUVS Facebook site or M106 site, and what you could do is share it to your page, and that's what we need you to do. Because we got a lot of information to get out to you. Brother, what's going on in the city of the Heights?
Oh, man. Brother, it's a lot going on. The water's good. Water's fine.
Can you repeat that, please?
The water is still good.
Okay.
The water's good. Man, there's so much going on. You know, I hope people have been out and noticed 8th Street, Leahy, Reynolds, Maffitt. We've been doing some street repairs, and I think I mentioned even more than that, replacing some water mains, some water supply lines, more of that going on throughout the summer. I'm going to replace some more water supply lines. So I hope people are not only seeing those things, but they're talking about those things going on in the city.
Now, talk about our guest at 2:30 who we're going to have on today.
You know, I've got a young man coming on at 2:30. His name is DeQuarius Clinton. And he's the owner proprietor of Currency Wraps. I think it's going to be an exciting interview. People, they may have seen his work or heard about his work, so I'm looking forward to seeing him at 2:30.
And he received that check at the Black Business Expo from 103.7 to BWVS. So congratulations.
Yeah, I think people are going to be interested to hear this young man. You know, we talk about entrepreneurship and those types of things. So this will be a good interview. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. A couple things that we want to talk about. I know you guys have heard this to death. Tap in. All right. There you go.
Okay.
All right. So I know you guys are hurt, but you need to hear it from a local perspective. This thing about the Titan, the sub that went down. Listen, prayers out to the family. Okay. Yes. But we got to talk about it for a second because, all right.
It's the news.
It's the news. And we got to cover it, even from a local perspective. It has two, it's like a coin. A coin has two sides of the story.
Yes.
One, it only shows what money can buy. If you pay $250 to $500,000 to go down to see the Titan,
Yes.
Then, hey, if you balling like that, that's one thing. But number two, if you're going to take an adventure, and I know that they had a safety record of going down like 20 some times with no incidents, but still, on the other side of the coin, it was controversy about how that vehicle was made.
Yes, you know, again, when you have enough, you know, there's no, I guess, nobody who really regulates it. I guess I saw James Cameron, you know, who was all into searching for Titanic, had some concerns.
He was brutal. His interview was brutal.
You know, and again, there's two sides of it. It's like, well, maybe you should have been that vocal. And he said he wished he'd been more vocal prior to, because he's done a lot of undersea exploration himself. And maybe, you know, maybe he should have been that vocal, but maybe what he's saying also deters some of these other adventure seekers to be a little more cautious.
I'm hoping is that it, even when the Titanic sank, what it did was it brought on some legislation, it brought on some different rules, about the ocean and how you travel. So I'm hoping that out of this tragedy, that some good would come out, that people will not just build these, for the lack of a better word, non-tested vehicles. For instance, when they showed me the controller that they use, now wait a minute, I'm old school, right? I have a PS3 controller. If that tells you how old, I'm not even in the baller game, okay? I got a PS3. They had a PS2 controller controlling a sub that goes down 2.5 miles plus. That's deep. Controlled by that little thing. And they were very proud of that. And I'm going, number two, if you go down and think about it, if you go down in something that cannot regulate the temperature of the inside, this had, it had nothing to regulate the temperature. You were going down and it was cold. So they thought, you know, go ahead.
I think people underestimate how brutal being under the ocean is, you know, between the currents, the temperature. You know, it's, you know, there's a reason we don't do, you know, we don't know everything down there. You know, you get, you know, it's pretty brutal. You know, I know people made a lot of comments about, well, obviously we know now it was never a rescue mission. And that's something else I want to come back and talk about. But I don't think people realize how dangerous, you know, between the pressure in the cabin, all the other factors that come into play undersea. It's not just like going to the bottom of your pool or going to you know, the bottom of Pier Marquette. You know, this is dangerous, brutal, unforgiving circumstances.
They were talking about one of the guys that went down and took the, went down there on a previous trip was talking about he signed a waiver, a lengthy waiver. That mentioned chance of death 3 times on the first page. So, I mean, that's the truth. Nothing is guaranteed, but here's the thing, is the thing is that let the families grieve, okay? I was a little concerned with the existing owner because the owner died in the tragedy. But the existing co-owner was saying that that he wished people wouldn't judge to until they get have all the facts. Well, there are a lot of facts that we do have, like the existing viewpoint out of the submarine was only certified to 2,000. I don't want to say yacht, not very far. Let's put it that way. The Titanic is down 2.5 miles. Okay, so just imagine 2.5 miles away from you. That's where it is. And this, the just the viewpoint was regulated for 2,000 feet, not 10,000, not 12,000.
That's the half a mile.
Right. And so when you go down in something like that, people, it only goes down to this, and Pastor Burns, you can say what you want to say on this, give you your opinion. If it sounds really too good to be true, that curiosity killed the cat, okay? I know a lot of people have an interest in, that ship and the tragic, you know, falling prey to iceberg in 1900s. But here's another question for you, Melvin C. Burns. A question to the people listening: should we leave it alone? Should it be considered as a gravesite?
I don't think so. I don't feel that way, per se.
Okay.
But I do think we have to be respectful that I'm, you know, to a degree, people have found dead bodies in some of these sites, and to be respectful, it is the final resting place. And to keep in mind, different cultures feel different way about bodies that are found at sea. So we need to keep those things in mind, not just our Western point of view. But I think the idea of finding the ruins of a shipwreck, I don't necessarily have me personally don't seem to have a real problem with that.
I think there's two things that I can say. Yeah. They won't see Melvin or Gregory on anything going down that far.
We can say that with certainty.
We can say that with certainty. Okay.
Hold on. Before we leave that story.
Okay.
There was something else in the story that I read, and I said, that's interesting. So all this time, they were telling us how much oxygen they had left, and they were looking for this submersible, right?
Right.
Then we find out that U.S. Navy, through listening devices, heard the implosion several days ago.
Sunday.
So, and what I've said is, you know, so every government has the right to have covert operations. You got the right to have spies and listening devices and all that stuff. Everybody's got the right to do that. It helps protect your interests. I don't get shaken up about that. But the idea that, so they knew, and like I said earlier, this was never really a rescue.
Well, and then they were trying to remain hopeful.
Well, because here's the thing, it's like, if they heard that, so then all of a sudden, the other countries are saying, so what did they hear it with? Where were they stationed that they heard this? There's a necessity, right. It raises a lot of the questions that they didn't necessarily want to have to put out there. So right. I just thought that was interesting, you know, because again, you know, big ocean, we got a lot of stuff going on, but you know, we don't know where they were, but apparently they heard this implosion way before it was ever reported. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was very interesting. So anyway, we'll stay on top of this story. We have an interview at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned to that. Hey, I just want to talk to a little bit more about congratulations to the Juneteenth committee for a well-done festival in Muskegon Heights at Mona Lake.
Man, talk about a great weekend in Muskegon Heights. I know you had Jen on last week, and man, what a outstanding weekend. I spent a good amount of time out there. A beautiful weekend. No real problems, plenty of security, but you know, just a good weekend. Good food, good music, arts, you know, just doesn't get a whole lot better than
Well, major kudos to those people. Next area I want to go to is that, look, excuse me, let me clear my throat. All right. Listen, if you have a topic that you would like us to visit or somebody you would like us to interview, we are open to that. All you got to do is call us at 231-727-5007. Like once again, 231-727-5007. As for the producer, Lady J, and we'll get you on and talk about your subject. Usually we can cover a lot of politics. You know what? We want to cover some other things, like what's going on in Muskegon Heights. Like you said, there are a lot of things, and you hope that people are going down these streets. And that was very well put. And tell me how the grant that you guys received, what was that about?
I'm sorry, which grant was this?
Was it last Friday that you guys received some dollars? Or was it me that Muskegon Heights received something? Last Friday.
I don't think we announced anything. No, I'm sorry. No, so, you know, so much happened. I'm like, I forgot about that. No, so we were at Rowan Park last Friday. And we had announced we received a grant from the Consumers Energy Foundation called a Prosperity Grant. And that $250,000 grant will go toward the redevelopment of Rowan Park in Muskegon Heights.
Nice.
Had an awesome press conference, had folks from the Consumers Energy Foundation, local representative Rich Haldeman from Consumers, A lot of state, local, county officials showed up. Just a nice time. We're excited. The mayor walked around with the big check for about half an hour. I kept saying, "Mayor, that check does not go to the bank." He kind of wanted to hold on to the big check for a while, but we had a really nice time. And it was nice to receive that grand award.
Going to Houston, Texas, Michael Anthony Smith said, "Sort out that mess at the school board." Wait a minute. He says, "The Muskegon High School Board." Hey, we will do that, because I would like to see what mess you're talking about, Michael Anthony Smith. Thank you from Houston, Texas. Oh, what? Any? He said, "Just hit them all up." Hit them all up. We will investigate them. Thank you, all of Elmas and Muskegon Heights as well.
Okay.
So he's saying, look at Muskegon Heights and Muskegon Public Schools, because there are some interesting things that happen with those schools. Matter of fact, Michael Anthony and now he said not Muskegon. Okay. Well, okay. Put it this way, Michael. There's stuff happening at both schools that we'll look at. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, and there's dollars being spent with Muskegon Public Schools that we need to get an update how that money is being spent. Now, I want to talk to you people a little bit about election coverage. We will be interviewing a lot of people that are running for office. Excuse me. But it's not, the race is not until quite a while out there. So we don't want to have those election interviews right away and you forget by, let's say, November. So just want to put that out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that I wanted to talk about, I guess I want to make it very clear, and I want you to put the other hat on, Pastor Burns,
yes.
Is we talked about it at the beginning of the hour, but would you please, because we got phone calls about this, about the water.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and I appreciate the opportunity you guys gave me last week. Man, you know, it just, our story that just wasn't true, got legs, got circulation, and took off. There was a headline that got altered from M Live, and somebody altered it and said it wasn't safe to drink Muskegon Heights water.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not true. There's no restrictions on drinking Muskegon Heights water at all.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that got shared and spread around. We put out a press release, the mayor put out a letter, and just, you know, it took off. And even after, you know, explained to people, I've had people ask all week, I'd be glad to tell them no. It was a false story that just took off. You know, I had even folks at Eagle at the state level, they had put out a press release about it just to try to, I guess, keep people from panicking. So again, I've traced the genesis back to an article that was kind of poorly written and even more poorly headlined.
Mm-hmm.
Live, they kind of created the panic, and then that headline got altered. But there are no restrictions. We are, again, replacing water mains, replacing water supply lines, making improvements at the water treatment plant, adding new staff. You know, we want to make sure that people have safe potable drinking water.
I guess I want to make it clear, because we had a business owner that was, they get their water and they use a lot of water, and they were really concerned about the quality of the water.
Yeah, and again, hopefully they'll call, but yeah, it was absolutely, absolutely no issues with the quality of the water.
Okay. National news. Jeepers creepers. Another person has announced that they're running on the Republican side. So I think it brings that number to 12 or 13.
Oh, man. Who's new now? I must have missed this one.
I just got the interview earlier today. He's state representative. No, representative from Texas. He is a former representative from Texas.
Oh,
we'll look up that information and get that information. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, we'll have a whole year and a half to talk about.
We got a whole year and a half to talk about that. And so just a lot of other things. Melvin, we never had a chance to say congratulations to all the people that graduated from high school and college.
You know, we didn't, did we?
No, take it away.
Well, you know what? And this is just a wonderful time of year, but to all those graduates in our local high schools around the county in our listening area, we want to say congratulations. We wish you the best. We hope that you, as excited as you are for the graduation, we're excited with you and for you, and we celebrate with you. Job well done.
Well done. Major kudos. And I want to take the next 5 minutes and hold on. Let me say this and make this very clear. The following views is brought to you by Gregory T. Roberts and not the radio station. If you have a problem with it, call Gregory T. Roberts. Do not call the radio station. Okay? People, when you out there driving, if somebody accidentally cuts you off or whatever, I didn't even cut off people. You're driving like jerks, okay? And you know what? I was in Sam's Club, and a woman is behind me, and I'm waiting for another woman to back up, and she's honking a horn at me like I'm crazy. So then the woman leaves the parking in front of me. I go in that parking spot. The woman honks a horn again at me. I get out my car and go, "What is your deal?" She said, "That is my parking space." And I'm going, "You have got to be kidding." Now you got to get, you know what? I just backed out of the spot and gave her the, "Hey, God bless you. Take it." Then every day, yesterday, it seemed like every other spot that I went to, somebody was honking the horn. Stop it. You're getting on my nerves. You're bothering me. Be patient, people. Don't be in such a rush. Yeah. Calm down. Yeah. Slow down. That's been brought to you by Gregory T. Roberts, and that ain't not the radio station.
You know the funny thing about that, Greg? We're in Muskegon County, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, there's no place you can't get to in 15, 20 minutes tops.
Hello.
And we get spoiled here. No, if we can't park right in front of the front door, where have you been where we had a parking? You know, I went downtown Chicago a couple years ago, stayed down about 4 hours. I was out like $35-40 and still parked, you know, like four blocks from the motel I was going to.
Exactly.
But you know, there's no place here where you go and like, "Oh my God, where am I going to park?" You know, you park and, you know, unless you got some health issues, but you go to Sam's Club, you go to Walmart, you go Myers. Honestly, most of us could use the walk anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't mind. I could use the walk, but just people, you know, that's how a lot of people are getting shot right now.
Yeah.
So just
not that big a hurry.
It is not that big of a hurry. Back up. Let's go to board. Benita, how you doing? Said congratulations to the grads. Thank you very much. And she applauded them as well. Thank you very much. If you would like to leave your comments, you can do to join us on WVS 103.7 The Bit Facebook site or M106. And you can leave your comments as well. And so that happened to me. Another thing happened to me, and I wanted to talk to you real quick about this because our guest is going to be on soon. You know, we were going to work out. We decided to, and we're going to have a show about this, to go work out. And the old firefighter in me passed, saw the situation, knew what was happening. Guy down on his bike, and people pumping on his chest. CPR. He went for a bike ride, thinking that he was going to go on a bike ride in the morning, come home before it got hot outside. Mm-hmm. I say that, people, that life goes that quick.
Yes.
And I'm sure he didn't take that bike ride thinking that he was just going to die on that corner.
Yeah.
And so, people, like we were saying, take your time, slow down. Also, I saw a guy with a shirt on saying, you know, about giving free advice, giving nice advice, giving compliments are free. You know, let's return to some common sense and yes. just not be so ignorant, please. Pastor Byrne?
Yeah, well, you know, we learned some simple lessons about being courteous, treating people the way we'd like to be treated. You know, just, you know, maybe we're naive enough to think if we do that, it'll spread to other people. So I'm going to stay naive and keep thinking that. But again, it's kind of like with the driving thing. Sometimes just the impatience, the rudeness of people, the idea of just being considerate, thinking about things. I want to say it makes me wonder sometimes, but it does.
It does. And so, I'm sitting up there, I'm thinking about that guy and thinking about, we're going to do a show on health.
Yes.
Because I have a new grandchild and I was just thinking, if I want to be around,
yep.
Papa has got to lose some weight. Yep. So we're going to do a show on health. It's going to be coming up in a couple weeks. We decided to start working out. And brother, let me tell you, that first week, that first day, as I told the brothers at the prison that yesterday, it was hard in the yard that first day.
Yeah, you know, you get to those first couple of weeks and you'll be good after that. But
you know what? It was hard. But you know what? We felt good after we did two different classes.
Okay.
We did an hour worth of work. Okay. That following Wednesday, we did two classes. Plus, I went to bowl against a 94-year-old guy that I bowl with every Wednesday. Yeah. And he almost beat me.
Did he school you?
He almost schooled me. I'm going like, man, you're 94. Would you? But he loves God. He loves the fellowship. So we go. It's a thing that we can do every Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me tell you what happened. So after I took my third nap Wednesday. After I took my third nap Wednesday. But, you know, people, it gets easier. Listen, we... all jokes aside, are a sick, healthy, overweight population. And we have got to get healthy if we want to be around for a generation. Okay, so listen, it's the bottom of the hour. Coming back is our guest, and we're going to go to a commercial. You're listening and watching Torn Into on 103.7 to beat an M 106 with Gregory T. Roberts and Melvin C. Burns. We'll see you after the commercial.
All right.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black-owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest-growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media, from podcasts to independent black-owned radio stations, and access to the important news and music you need. Umoja Radio is from our culture, by our culture, for our culture. The all-new Umoja Radio is available right now on Google Play and the Apple Store. Join the movement.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Camfident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta, Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mays and Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeat. For more information, call 231-727-5007. Thank you for supporting I Am Her Foundation.
You know, welcome back to Torn Into, the bottom of the hour. Join that Umoja app. We're on there. There are so many, and it's free. And there's so many great radio stations, from gospel to jazz to hip hop, R&B, old school. Plus, like I said, our show is on there. Please join that. And the one thing that we take for granted is feminine products. Some countries, you can't get them. And if you can't get them, you can't go to school. So we want to thank people that gave before, but we need you to give again. Pastor Melvin Burns, please introduce the guy at the door.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to invite this young man to the show. His name is DeQuarius Clanton. He is the owner, proprietor of Currency Wraps. And if you haven't heard of it or what they do, you're going to really enjoy this interview. So would you join me in welcoming to the stage, to the microphone, Mr. DeQuarius Clanton.
How you doing? Let's get them all.
Okay.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you guys?
Good. Hey, congratulations. You received a check from 103.7 The Beat at the Black Expo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us now, you do something that you're going to have to totally educate us about. Explain your business.
We do full vinyl wrapping. So we do color change, we do PPF, and we also do commercial vinyl. Now, I'm on here. I'm seeing if I can turn my camera around to give you guys a better description. Let's see if that worked.
Woo!
That's pretty color there.
Okay, so for an example, this car, this is the original color of this car.
Oh, okay.
It's originally gray, like a dark gray. So, same as you can see on the inside of the door jams here.
Right.
Now, this customer went with a powder gloss blue.
Wow.
Now, this would be considered color change.
Okay.
Now, this vinyl on this car will last anywhere from 5 to 10 years, depending on how the customer keeps up with the care of the vinyl.
Okay.
And over that time, it's going to protect the car. So it's essentially like a phone case for your car.
Nice.
Because unlike paint, you can't peel it off. Now, this is vinyl. So this can get peeled off whenever you don't want it on the car. So whenever he's tired of the blue, he can simply peel this off. It'll go back to the gray, and all of the paint under here has been protected while this was on. So if you drove past a tree, someone tried to key your car, they did not key the actual body. They just keyed the surface of the wrap.
Wow.
So yeah, it's popular in hotter states such as Florida, Arizona, California, and things like that, because you know, you get you a brand new car and 5 years down the line you want to sell it, the paint has faded and the resale value has went down. So this is a great way to customize your car and retain the retail value of the car.
Okay.
Now, other than color change, we also do vinyl installation. So this 392 Durango was brought in, and they want matte black dual racing stripes going down the center. So some people call, they want a countertop wrap. Some people want stripes. Some people want a full color change, and other businesses such as Brooklyn Bagel, Menards, they want their business cars wrapped or their freight trucks wrapped for advertisement.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what we do here on the vinyl end of things, but we also do ceramic coating.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with ceramic coating is, we're going to put a special formula on the car. So whenever it rains or anything like that, everything beads off the car.
Stop.
So you'll always have that clean, fresh look. Okay. Almost every time of the day. So whatever touches it, it'll just simply bead right off. We offer that, and we also offer PPF. Now, some people like this car. This car is not wrapped. We're just simply doing the stripes. But some people like the color that the car came in factory. So they want to keep it the same color, but want to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with PPF, we would wrap the car in a clear film. It's a little bit thicker than this film here,
okay,
but it's 100% clear, and you wouldn't know that your car was even wrapped in it. It'll possibly make the car a little bit more glossier, and it'll protect from rock chips and rusting. Seeing on, we are in Michigan, and we get those winters, so If you have this over the car, all of the salt, the dirt, and the debris that's touching, that would be touching the paint and the metal surface, is now touching the outer layer of that PPF. So your car, like, once again, is now it's in a clear foam case, opposed to a color change.
Let's go to the board beneath it that says, how novel, what are the price ranges for that service?
For a full color change wrap, a full wrap starts off from $2,500 and up. That is with material included, warranty included as well. Your warranty is included with anything that fails as far as an installation error. We fix that completely free of charge. If there's something that failed as far as peeling, as far as bubbling, or anything, even if the color changed from stretching too far, we own up to that and we fix those free of charge. And from PPF would start anywhere from $3,000 and up, seeing on that we will have to use a plotter and a special program to load your car in and get the direct specs of each door, fender, and front bumper, and we will cut it out in that film. So it's a little bit more of a process, but it's a clean finish in the end.
You're kidding, right, with the prices, because that is low.
Yes.
I know a lot of people say, oh man, that's you're showing love, man. That's essentially what we're here for. Now, I know I stayed out in Arizona. I stayed out in Atlanta. I've stayed in New York. I've stayed in various places. So I know the market with what we're doing. We could, like a color change, if you were to be in, let's say, Detroit. A color change wrap would range anywhere from $3,000 and up. And I'm giving them a lot of slack. Honestly, they're going to charge around $4,000. Okay. Now, that is something that we do know. But with the crew that we have built up here and the team and the support we have, man, we can honestly afford to show love to the community, because we get them in and we get them out. Like, this car has been here for 4 days.
Okay.
It came in 4 days ago gray, and 4 days later it was leaving powder blue. So if we took about a month to 2 months on each project, then of course not. We couldn't afford to, you know, work with those prices. But since we have so many people that has been inquiring the services, and we have a team built up for such demand, we're ready to...
Oh man. We lost him. Hopefully we'll get him back. Yeah, did you see that?
We need to go on site.
we got to go on site. Definitely my 76 Pinto ain't going in there. He's going to reject that. Hopefully we'll get him back. Well, introduce that. Talk a little bit of his service again. Let's read his bio.
We have been interviewing a young man named Dequarius Clanton. His business is called Currency Wraps. And he sent us his bio. We had a chance to read about him a little bit. And we, like a lot of people, when COVID was going on, they were out of jobs and looking for new ways to make money. And he says in his bio that this was kind of born out of that same thing during COVID, of need to, you know, make money, to have income come in. And so that sort of birthed the idea. And he's been in business since 2020. And so we're curious to get him back, just find out how business has been going. I've kind of heard about this a little bit, but I'm certainly fascinated. I wasn't aware that it had, you know, that it was so popular in the warmer states.
People that are listening to us and could not see the pictures or what he was showing us, his work and detail was fabulous. Mm-hmm. He took that car, and he turned a gray car and wrapped it and turned it to powder blue for $2,500 with a guarantee. And he said it would last, 5 years or 10 years?
Mm-hmm. So he said 5 years.
Five-year guarantee. Mm-hmm. And that's going to protect, especially in Michigan, snow, sleet, rocks, ice. All that kind of stuff for $2,500.
Yes.
Man, you cannot beat that.
Yes.
He also, and Brad, we get him back, that he also does, unfortunately, there was a shooting. He also does caskets. He also does anything that you need wrapped, like he was talking about business trucks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that people need information and stuff put on those cars. So he also does works with vinyl and all that kind of stuff to get those lettering and stuff like that. Man, we wish we
I hope that we get it back. I have a million questions.
We got 2 million questions. So brother, if we listen, get back on. So anyway, we have to get a phone number for him and try to get him back on. I'm just blown away about the price of what he charged for the door.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have a car, you know, I've had to have a car painted in the past, and I know what that costs. And that was a few years back. So, and not only that, the cost versus how quickly he turned, like blue car, how quickly he turned that over.
8 days? He says.
So, you know, between changing a whole color, you know, is, you know, that's going in, getting a, you know, basically what we call a coat on it, and then maybe another coat of paint or two. And so that's.
And that's not, you know, taking a spray gun and spraying something. Mm-hmm. That's actually taking vinyl and wrapping it. Oh, Benita, thank you very much. Yeah. She said 4 days.
Yeah, I thought he said the blue car in 4 days he had the color change. And it was what he said was a gray.
Yeah, it was gray. He did it in 4 days. And then he was gonna have it for another 4 days, probably to finish off. Mm-hmm. Because you know you got to put back the chrome and all that stuff. So, but to do what he did in 8 days was fabulous work.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the brother. Hopefully, we will get him back on again to talk, and maybe we can get some videos of his projects because that was fabulous. Go ahead, Pastor Burns.
You know, while we're waiting for him, you know, something else we didn't talk about last week, Brother Gregory T.
Okay.
We mentioned Father's Day. But you're not just a father. You're a grandfather as well. So either we have the opportunity on air to congratulate you on becoming a grandpa again to a beautiful grandson. So I know you and Emily are excited to be grandparents again. And I saw the photos, the pictures. Looks like Mom and Dad are doing well.
Yeah, let me talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
You know, I am so blessed. I am blessed. I mean, with my family, to have the grandson into the family, and we had a chance Saturday to go see him and hold him. Then we had to go to Aldi's. So I'm at Aldi's and I'm trying to put together congratulations, you know, and I'm looking at the old pictures and I found an old picture of me and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to add that to baby Eden and my other granddaughter picture, Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, do you know, when your dad told you that you don't cry, real man don't cry, they lied to you.
Oh, man.
They lied to you. Dude, I started crying at the store.
Mm-hmm.
My wife comes out the car and said, are you crying? I'm okay. Dude, could not drove home. Talking to my neighbors, they're saying congratulations. I'm still bawling because, man, my heart is filled with joy.
Bro, that's blessed with
another grandchild. Yeah. But to see my daughter who went through, and you know what? You brought up a very interesting point because, wait a minute. But I want to say congratulations to Savannah and congratulations to Flurry for having a child. Thank you very much, Pastor Melvin, for it.
Yes.
But he's back.
All right.
He's back.
Mr. Clinton, you there?
Yes, yes. Sorry about that, guys.
You left us with all kind of questions.
I'm here. I'm back here to answer. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
That's okay. Now you do other things. Now we told that you did a casket. You wrap anything.
Oh yeah. Here's just a quick view of some of the projects. So some people, they like the camouflage look.
Okay.
Here's like how I'm doing on this car over here. Just doing stripes, another stripe set. Some people want decals. This was a mural for Breonna Taylor's mom. She had an old school. She wanted a picture of her on, so went out to Grand Rapids and got that done for her.
So
and like you
put,
mentioned, yes, we
did you put that on?
We even stepped into doing caskets. Okay. This casket was for Demetrius Walker.
Wow.
This is the first casket I've ever done.
Okay.
I got the shop here on Evanston, and the same month that I moved into the shop is when I had got a call about getting this wrapped.
Wow.
So this was an honor to be able to do such a thing. This, like I said, this was the first time we wrapped a casket.
That's how I want my casket wrapped.
Man.
Yeah, I figured if I go out, I definitely want to go out in style. I have never seen a wrapped casket until I wrapped a casket, so this was a first for me.
Go blue. And,
man.
Unfortunately, I had to do the same thing for another family, but it brought light to the situation to have this young lady go out in such a nice way. She was 6 months old, and I had the honor to wrap this casket as well. So we do from caskets to even bikes. You can get your bike done. I don't have the picture in here at the moment, but we also do countertops. I had a client, he just had a regular kitchen countertop, and he wanted to take it marble. Ooh. So we had wrapped in marble for him. These were some kid bikes.
Okay.
They came in pink. A lot of older people say they used to ride these back in the day. They used to all be pink with the pink helmet. So some older guy, he wanted to give them to his nephew, but they were pink. So took them to a Hexis green and electric blue. So yeah, it's multiple things you can get wrapped. It's more popular than a lot of people, I'm gonna say, in the Michigan area are aware of. Like if you were to go to Vegas or even some of the Airbnbs you guys stay in or hotels, mm-hmm. if you might notice that the countertop that you're eating your dinner at, this isn't real marble.
Yeah.
But it's like a material, and essentially that's what wrap is. It's a sticker applied the correct way.
Yeah, and now will I be able to cook and cut on that?
Now, this is what I do tell people. Now, the pros of getting a countertop wrapped, people are going to think you spent $1 million when you only spent a couple hundred. It's going to look marble, but it's not going to have the same durability as marble. So
okay.
If you were to be cooking and you, okay, all right, let me set this over here and go back here, that is going to melt.
Okay.
That hot pan is going to melt that sticker because this is what the car is. Now, I'm rewrapping this piece, so it's not a problem for me to peel it off and show you guys how it works. Now, this whole car is wrapped with this sticker.
So it doesn't damage the paint job at all?
Yes. I'm going to say yes and no. It depends on the paint job you have.
Okay.
Now, if you have a paint job that was painted terribly, you know, and it wasn't cured properly. The person who painted that didn't have the correct specs to dry the paint and, you know, the correct process. This adheres and it sticks to it so well. When we go to remove it, you may potentially have clear coat come up or even paint if you have a weak paint job. This is a newer car.
Yeah.
So to remove wrap, I would recommend you use heat.
Okay.
So a heat gun to heat up the material, and then you could peel it back and start removing it as such. Now, when you are removing it dry like I am, you have a good chance of clear coat coming up. Now, with this car being so new, I know that that won't happen with this paint job because this is a OEM paint job from the factory.
I got you.
Now, if you're bringing in a car from 2000, say you have a 2000 BMW, it's 2023. You know, that paint's so old that it is a good chance that when we do remove it, you could have some clear coat or some flake that could happen. And that is what we go over with the service agreement here before we even take on the project. We do a full vehicle inspection to see if there's any rust, if there's any soft spots in the paint, if there's any clear coat peel that's already existing on the car, so that you would be aware of the things that could happen if you were to remove this. Now, a lot of people, once they see the portfolio or they've seen how wrap looks, they'll be like, you know what? You can just sand my car down. Once my car is wrapped, I'm not peeling it off. Okay. And if I do peel it off, I'm either going to A, get it rewrapped, or B, get it painted. Now, for a customer like this guy, the paint is in great condition. So whenever he wants, he can have me remove this and his car will be back gray. Okay. So he will get the best of both worlds. Okay. He's protecting his investment and he can take it off and resell it or flaunt it if he wants, because this is protecting what's underneath it.
Or if you wanted to be like James Bond and then turn it red, he could do that too.
Or if you wanted to be like Queen Latifah.
All right.
Taxi. You know, the bad guys. She was looking for the bad guys, and they always bring the car in the garage, and they peel the car off. That's how long rap has been around for a while, but it's the material and technology has gotten so much better that it's looking like paint. This is a painted car. This is a wrap car.
Wow.
I cannot.
The only way you guys would know that it's wrap is because I have not finished tucking.
I see. Yeah.
Now, once I finish tucking...
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Mm-hmm. Okay, look, we got 4 minutes, so you got to tell people where you at, your phone number, how to get in touch with you, all that stuff.
Okay, we're located right behind, I think they're J&R or R&R Guns on Evanston. We're on the corner of Getty and Evanston.
Yep.
832 Evanston. We have a black and orange sign out front the store, which says Currency Wraps. My personal number, if you guys wanted to send me pictures of your car, or if you guys wanted to talk to me personally about getting something done, that number is 231-666-1238. And if you guys wanted to send any pictures over to our email, or if you guys wanted to get any quotes from there, the email is sales, so S-A-L-E-S, at currencywraps.com.
Sir, you have an excellent man. What a great idea.
Yeah, I thank you, man. This is the most organic business I could think of, man. Like, I honestly did not try to get into doing this. I wrapped my car myself with my mom's hair dryer about 3 years ago, and everyone seen it. And I just did it for myself. I just wanted a new car, a new color. Everyone seen it. They were blown away by it, and they kept saying, "You the dude that wrapped cars." And I'm like, "I mean, I wrapped my car. I don't wrap cars." And someone was like, "Nah, I believe in you." And from there, I bet on myself, and here we are. 42 projects later.
What, 42?
42 projects later.
A little over 2 years.
Yeah. So say if I came with a large food truck, could you wrap that too?
Oh, yes, no problem. I have a sister company here in Muskegon called All Signs. They do all the custom graphics for me. So, for example, the caskets you guys seen, they would be able to print whatever logo, design, or rack you need for your business, and we will be able to install it.
Awesome.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your new business.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Listen, wow. Please hook up with that brother, because that business is banging. Listen, thank you so much again, Pastor Burns, about, you know, being a granddad. Don't take life for granted, people. Mm-hmm. Life is just a vapor. I saw a guy, like I was talking about, that they were pumping on this check. He went for a bike ride. The next thing you know, he's dead and they're trying to revive him.
Yeah.
It's the weekend. Go out and sow a seed in somebody's life.
Yes.
You don't know who you have a chance to address. And the last thing, lay off that damn horn. This is Torn in Two. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
God bless you. Take care.